My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. Indeed. So, we start with this. Hassan Reddick. Is he of the New York Jets? Is he not of the New York Jets? Well, maybe he's getting close. So there's been a lot on this story, most of which we have not covered because I think he's a spoiled, rotten baby athlete. And I'm not going to give him any more pomp and circumstance than he already gets. So last week, Hassan Reddick, who has held out every day of mini camp, training camp, preseason, 5 weeks of the regular season. And is obviously going to miss a sixth game tonight for the New York Jets, was fired by his agency. Fired. You say, well, wait a second. That happens all the time. Guys switch agents. No. They fired him. He didn't fire them because they couldn't get him a new contract. They fired him. You see how weird that is? Not a player in criminal trouble. They fired him. We found out maybe part of the reason why over the weekend. Ian Rappaport, I think, was the first to report this. I don't know if anybody else had it. Apparently, the Jets and Hassan Reddick were closing, or the agents, the former agents, were closing in on a one-year deal that was going to pay the fines back and give him more money than he was scheduled to make, which was about $14 million. And he said no. And that's when they turned around. I don't know if there was a gap in between or soon thereafter. Then they fired him. So now he's hired new agents in Drew Rosenhaus and this guy Ryan Matha. Apparently they're going to be in attendance tonight at MetLife Stadium. They've already talked to the Jets. They've expressed hope that the dispute can be resolved soon. And maybe Hassan Reddick might be back in the fold. Woody Johnson, the owner, has personally been on the phone, expressed how much they want him. Bygones will be bygones. Rosenhaus telling ESPN and Adam Schefter, quote, Hassan would like to be a New York Jet for years to come, and our goal is to make that happen, end quote. Again, he's going to miss his sixth game of the year. already, but he's got a couple more games before he loses the year of eligibility, if you will, or the year of, service time, right? So the bottom line is this. It looks like Hassan Reddick's going to be with the Jets here fairly soon. It looks like. Nothing should surprise anybody. But just the notion that we are dealing with a guy who was fired by his agency because he simply refused to show up to work, because he simply refused to sign anything but a long-term deal for long-term big-time money, should tell you everything you need to know. All right, moving on from that disaster. Mike McDaniel today said Tua Tagovailoa is indeed expected to play again this year. Did not set an exact date for his return. Concussion week 2, September the 12th against the Buffalo Bills. He is not eligible to return until week 8 against the Cardinals. No commitment. Quote, I do expect to see him playing football in 2024. I mean, obviously, they're going to be extra careful, all that stuff. Three legitimate documented concussions, but clearly the Dolphins need him in the worst way. Meanwhile, college football. Florida and Tennessee, I was watching a bunch of this game while I was watching tape of Lamar Jackson on Saturday night and Derrick Henry for that, right? Florida quarterback Graham Mertz, who went from Wisconsin to the Gators, tore his ACL. He is done-ski, obviously, for the season and for his college career. Tore his ACL in his left knee during the overtime loss to Tennessee. That sucks. I mean, obviously, nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to see your college career end like that. I got to say this. Give Florida a little bit of credit. They lost. But they fought like hell on the road in Rocky Top against a Tennessee team that had lost at Arkansas the week before. So you thought they would be like on top of their game. Florida was right there, punch for punch. They missed a field goal in overtime that would have given them the lead. They ultimately lost. The bottom line is that sucks for the Gators. They're 3-3. They take on Kentucky this Saturday, maybe a chance to go over 500. Who knows? Then they've got a gauntlet of a schedule coming up, which is not going to be easy without their starting quarterback, so we will see what happens. Penn State with a huge win in Los Angeles on Saturday afternoon in overtime as well after USC missed a field goal. Again, to start overtime, Big Ten win for Penn State and James Franklin, who somehow has already been in Happy Valley for like 11 years. Crazy. Their tight end, if you need a tight end, hello, Tyler Warren. 17 passes, 224 yards in the 33-30 win. And does anybody know what the Ohio State quarterback was doing at the end of the game in Eugene the other night? Did you see this, man? They had one timeout left. They had 6 seconds left. He snaps the ball. He scrambles up the middle under some heat, under some duress, scrambles on it. It keeps going and doesn't slide down until the clock is turning zero with a timeout left in the bag. If he would have slid down earlier or right away, they would have been able to call the timeout and had like at least one play for a Hail Mary or a long field goal. Instead, he kept running and sliding, didn't use the timeout, and the game clock expired. And Ohio State lost in Oregon, probably a game that they should have won. Anyway, that was kind of like the look at college football that we wanted to give you. Wait a second. I forgot about that. How many times have we seen it? Maryland's fine. Maybe they're 4-1. Maybe they're undefeated. This year they're not. Not that anybody expected them to. And then they start Big Ten play and it's like... Well, this year, they did the same thing that they pretty much always do. They started Big Ten play. They had started it earlier. But a Big Ten game at home against Northwestern, they were, I think, 13-point favorites, and they got their doors blown off. What a terrible, terrible performance by the Terps on Friday night You know, it's one thing to have that happen against a Penn State, against a Michigan, against an Ohio State. It's another thing to have that happen against Northwestern. I know Northwestern has rebounded since the controversy a year and a half ago. Got it. Pat Fitzgerald. I got it. I understand that. Not saying that Northwestern shouldn't have won, but eh. And one last one for you. The Capitals losing their season opener on Saturday night. And look, it's one game out of 82. Nobody should be up in arms, but not a good sign that they already lost one of their top free agent imports. We don't know for how long. Lower body injury, Matt Roy, one of their big signings. Their third line got entirely benched. Not good. Not good. And they had the lead. Not good. Capitals, losers of their first game of the year. We will see where they go from here. Where they go from here is staying at home against the Vegas Golden Knights, who only come in at 3-0-0. And you might see Logan Thompson play tomorrow night. He was with the Vegas Golden Knights last year and actually helped them win a Stanley Cup 2 years ago. Now with the Capitals, back with the Capitals organization, you might see him in the pipes tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from Capital One Arena. And that is what we do for Clean Up on aisle 3.
Clean Up on aisle 3.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com